Hello, everyone. I'm praying everyone is doing well today. It's on my heart to encourage everyone who hears this broadcast to keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, we're living in what the Bible calls perilous times. Another word for perilous would be dangerous. The Apostle Paul went on to describe what it would be like in the last days in 2 Timothy, the third chapter. He said, men will be lovers of themselves. They will love money. They will be boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. We see all this happening now. We see people turning away from God. Well, this is just one of the signs of the times, reminding us that we are living in the last days. But I thank God for his love, for his mercy, and his grace. Peter said in 2 Peter, the third chapter, he said, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord isn't slack or slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed or to perish, but he wants everyone to repent. He's reaching out to the lost souls today. Yes, Jesus is reaching out to the lost souls today. He's reaching out to the person that used to be close to him, but for some reason is angry with God. He's reaching out to the hurting, the broken hearts. He's reaching out to those who feel all alone and somehow has lost their way. God is saying, come back. Jesus still loves you. You once walked very close to the Lord. You used to love him. When you first met Jesus, he was all you ever talked about. You had no problem sharing your faith with others. You were bold, you were courageous and fearless and on fire for Jesus. You even had family members that thought you had lost your mind, and some distanced themselves from you because you were too radical for Christ, they said. Some even accused you of being in a cult. But you didn't let that stop you from loving and serving Jesus. The Lord brought you into a good place and he blessed you abundantly. But then something happened. Life happened. You encountered some twists and turns on your pathway. There became hills and mountains that were too hard to climb. There were valleys that went deeper than what you thought you could handle. Distractions and frustration led you away from the path and the plan God intended for you to go through to get you to the next level in him. The thought never occurred to say, where is God in this? You didn't pay attention to the reminders as to how and when God took care of you through thick and thin during those rough times when you didn't think you would even survive. But now, you're realizing, after taking a long, hard look at what you've done and its bitter results, that it wasn't worth walking out on God. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And what this means? We all were once spiritually dead because of our disobedience and our many sins. But God loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Jesus from the dead. God is very good and he is kind. He raised us up with Christ so that we now sit with Christ in heavenly places and all things are under our feet. God said in Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, verse 19, he said, if you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. Although fellowship with God can be damaged by sin, the relationship is still there. You're only one step away from returning to Jesus. So, what should you do when you sin? Return to the Lord. That's what you do. Come back. Jesus still loves you. Isaiah 1:18 says, no matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. You may think God has forgotten you. He hasn't. The good shepherd leaves the 99 sheep to go after one. He knows and he understands how you've fallen away. And all you need to do is to decide in your heart. You want to come back to Jesus. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And just like that, you're forgiven. And for the one who never made the decision to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What does that mean? For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you're saved. In other words, God will accept you and save you if you truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. And then he wants you to go and tell others what you believe. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I lift up those who are in need of returning to you, that through the word of God and prayer, that you will guide them through the Holy Spirit to listen and to obey your voice, to repent of their sins. Help them to change so that instead of focusing on their past mistakes and sins, that they will confess them to you and accept your forgiveness. I take authority and I come against feelings of condemnation and guilt, failure and disappointment in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for directing their steps and leading them to everlasting life, hope, and peace. And for the one receiving Jesus for the first time, I ask that they will receive your forgiveness. I pray that the one hearing this message will believe that you, Father, love them so much, that you sent your one and only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but will have everlasting eternal life. Help them, Lord, to believe that Christ died for their sins. And it is only through Jesus that our sins can be forgiven. We're made right through Jesus because he is our righteousness. And when we call upon Jesus, we will be saved. When we confess with our mouth that he is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we are saved. I thank you, Father, for these precious ones, O God. I thank you for your love for them. I thank you for drawing them by your Holy Spirit. I pray that your will be done in their lives. Have your way, and I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you all.